seen by the prophet. That is the one that God wanted.
咁神咧就话系呢个啦，呢个系你要将要系立佢为王嗰个。
It's really remarkable. Always through the Bible, it's always like this.
从来都系令人咁惊奇嘅，就系成本圣经都系一咁嘅原则。
The one that nobody wants to look at, that's the one God wants to look at.
就系嗰一个从来冇人会顾及佢嗰个人，就系神会顾及佢嘅。
The people who are meek and lowly of heart, the people who know I am nothing.
就系嗰啲人喺心中系谦卑柔和嘅嗰啲人。
When God wanted to use me.He had to put me down into the gutter first.
如果神是想要用我的话，他第一就要将我变到是最低微的。
3 years crawling in the gutter before God can want even to look at me.
就是我在个贫民窟里面是过了3年神才重用我。
Do you understand that principle?
你明白这个原则？
Like many of the people in that God used, I came from quite a good family.
有很多神所重用的人也是一个重用的原则。
But God had no use for me.
如果我是一个很好富有的家庭那里来的时候神不会用到我
First God has to put me in the gutter 3 years in China
只有在大中国大陆过了三年在贫民窟里面过了3年的时候神才能够用我
Hunger in the stomach day by day
就是每天都在饥饿之中度日
My physique being eroded away by lack of proper nourishment
而我自己的体力都是一点一点消耗了因为没有足够的食量
Getting thinner and thinner
而我越来越瘦削
Until I had only my ribs sticking out. Where I can have Andrew teaching me the guitar, let's say. Until I was so poor, I had only the one shirt that I was wearing. And I couldn't change the shirt, but I had no other shirt to change into. So my shirt turned from white to yellow.From yellow to brown, and I needn't go on from there. That is the way God had to humble me into the gutter. The Lord said, You think you are somebody? Now have a good look at yourself. Go stand in the mirror and look at yourself.
The
cheeks are sunk in.
The
one straight figure becomes bent because you are no longer that strong. You look at your dirty shirt. Before the servants used to wash it. Now I couldn't even wash it myself because I haven't got soap, I've got nothing to change into. You are so great. Look at yourself in the mirror.You look at yourself, you hardly recognize yourself in the mirror.
当你望见自己的时候，你在镜里面都不认得自己的样
子。 3 years of this.
就是经过三年这么长的时间。
God grind your face in the mud.
就是神将你的面孔是在泥堆里面转。
Until all the pride, the arrogance, the filth can come out.
令到你所有的污糟、所有的骄傲都是走散。
Until you realize, Lord, but for you I am nothing in this world.Unless you sustain my life, I wouldn't even be alive by tomorrow. I got no money to buy even food to eat. My life is totally dependent on you. This way, God makes you to be ready to serve Him.When God humbles you,Thank God for it. If you don't want to be humble, God will have no use for you. Now you say, can you understand the secret of greatness in the scriptures? The spiritual greatness of a man in the Bible, brothers and sisters, does not consist of how much he did or did not do.
圣经里面所讲及的大小的问题是不会关系到那个人他做了什么或者没做什么
That is to measure it in terms of quantity
因为这样的只不过 是一个是数量的测度
Spiritual greatness is the quality of your spiritual life that God looks at
在灵性方面的大小的问题只不过是你的生命里面一个的品质是神所要看的
It doesn't matter if nobody thinks anything of you You are nobody in other people's eyes That doesn't matter The question is whether you are something in God's eyes. Oh, that is why, you see, we were thinking, like the scholars are looking at John the Baptist and say, well, what did he do? He didn't do anything spectacular. We are looking at him with our human eyes now. His greatness did not consist in whether he healed the sick or not. The greatness of John the Baptist consisted in the quality of his person. You want to see where the quality of his person is? You need only look at the way he speaks to understand. And then you admire him more and more. The more I study John the Baptist, the more I can see now his greatness, though at first I could see nothing. Like all the scholars, I could see nothing there. When somebody asked John the Baptist, "Are you the Messiah?" Are you the great prophet? Who are you then? John the Baptist said, "No, I'm not Messiah." I am not even fit to untie the sandals on Messiah's shoes. To untie the strings on Messiah's shoes. Don't call me Messiah. I'm not fit even to wash his feet. Now, most people, when they read that, they say, "Oh, okay, you just pass over that sentence." I'd like you to think carefully about that sentence, what it reveals of John the Baptist's character. How many people think when they become Christians, what an honor it is to Christ to have such a Christian like me? And if I get baptized in this church, what glory to this church. Think on the record, there was me got baptized in this church. One day in history, you'll say, "This church, I was baptized in this church." What a privilege is for the pastor to have me sitting in the congregation listening to him. What a privilege for Jesus that he's got a disciple like me. Oh, he can really be grateful about that. You be honest about it. How many of us have had thoughts like that going through our mind? When I took my exam, I got first class honors in my exam. Just think of it. Jesus can have somebody with first class honors in the church. Really something. But how totally different is John the Baptist? Because don't you ever call me Messiah. I am not fit so much as to untie his shoelace. And that is spoken by a person with an extraordinary history behind him. John the Baptist's birth was announced by the angel. He came from an exceedingly good family in Israel, a family of priests, which is the highest order in Israel. He was filled with the Spirit since birth. He had a very special history. He could say, "Well, if anyone is to prepare the way of the Messiah, sure it's me. I mean, who else can it be but me?" But no. No matter whether angel, has anybody had his birth announced by an angel? And not by just any angel, but the archangel himself. God's highest messenger announced his birth. I'm sure his mother told him about that.
Oh,
you were a very special baby. When you were born, the Archangel Gabriel announced that to me. You are to prepare the way of the Messiah. Wow, if we had a history like that, think about that. The head will get bigger and bigger all the time. Exceptional man in history. In the light of that, you can understand John the Baptist's humility, can you? I am not fit to untie his
shoelace.
So they say, John the Baptist, well, if you're not the Messiah, you're not a prophet, well, what are you anyway? Well, John the Baptist said, let's put it like this. I am just a voice crying out in the wilderness. You want to give me a title? Don't call me prophet or messiah or anything like this. Just call a voice that's crying out in the wilderness. Just a voice. When I look at the John the Baptist's words, my heart bleeds in me. I'm so ashamed of myself. This man who preached to thousands of people and thousands of people were repenting, you say, tremendous success. Look at him. What a success. All Israel is crawling to his feet. Even the leaders of Israel are coming to be baptized by him. What a tremendous success of a preacher he is. There is something, that's success. What a word we love today in North America, success. Everybody looks up to John the Baptist. The crowds come to him. It doesn't bother him the slightest. He asks only for one thing, just remember me as a voice crying in the wilderness. By this time I say, wow, John, this is great man. That's great. He may not be great in your eyes, but in God's eyes, let me tell you, that is so precious, it is higher than everything else. The more you try to lift yourself up, God will press you down. The more you humble yourself, He lifts you up. On another occasion, they came to John the Baptist and says, you know what? Jesus is baptizing more people than you now. You are losing out to Him. He is more success than you. See, look what happened to you. You kept saying, look, He is the Messiah, He is the one alone. Everybody is going to Him and you are left in the cold now. Nobody wants to listen to you. You have done yourself out of business. You used to be a great success and all Israel came to you. Now they're not coming to you, they're going to Jesus. What does John the Baptist reply? He says, I am happy about that. Like the friend of the bridegroom, I rejoice at his voice. I'm so happy to hear his voice. Not one trace of jealousy to be seen. Not one sense of bitterness that now he is left in the shade. He had served his job, done his job so faithfully, and now what happens? He is left in the cold. And then he goes on to say his most famous sentence. He says, He must increase, I must decrease. He must go on and on to greatness. As for me, John the Baptist, I have to go to the point of zero and disappear. You know, when I read these words, the tears want to come to my eye. I said, there's a man, you cannot compare with a man like this.
當我睇見呢啲咁嘅説話嘅時候，我先知道呢個先至係神所重用嘅仆人，冇人能夠同佢相比。
Greater than this man has never walked on the earth。
就係喺仆人所生嘅都冇係更大過佢。
No prophet can compare with this man in God's eyes。
喺神嘅眼入邊，冇一個先知係能夠同佢相比。
You think of that great prophet Jonah。
你會諗下，譬如話嗰個先知約拿。
哇 ！The contrast is enormous。
嗰個嘅比較係仍然係好大。
When God did not carry out Jonah's words, Jonah was really protesting, long face like a child. You don't do what I say. I'm not happy about you.
当神系唔照约拿所讲嘅说话去做嘅时候，咁约拿就同神扭计唔做。
You find the prophet complaining with God. You're not dealing fair with me. I lost my face now.
咁你会发现到嗰度系有一个先知系同神嚟到讲价话，吓你唔听我说话做，你睇而家我几新年。
My reputation as a prophet is gone now.
而我所代表成为一个先知嘅时候，再冇人信我啦。
I didn't want to come here in the first place. You dragged me by the scruff of the neck. Then I preached the word you told me to preach, and look what happens. They all repent, and no judgment comes.
嗱，就系当我系唔想嚟呢个城嚟到宣讲你自己话嘅信息嘅时候，你又系咁死掹我嚟。当我嚟到讲咗人哋痛悔悔改嘅时候，你又唔诶将审判降落嚟。
You find that? Can you see the difference in characters from one extreme to the other?
咁你睇唔睇到兩個嘅比較，一個最極端嘅比較
？And you look back at John the Baptist, the incredible humility of this man.
當你睇施洗約翰嘅時候，發現到佢最偉大嘅謙卑。
Just looking at those statements, your heart just goes out to this man. You can see why he is so great in God's eyes.
當你睇到佢所講嘅説話嘅時候，你嘅心已經真正先能夠明白到點解神嘅眼中佢咁大。
Now you can see why God chose this man to be the herald of the Messiah.
而家你又知道呢點解神會揀選呢一個人，就係嗰個救世主嘅預備道路嘅人。
You know why？
你知唔知點解
？Because there is nobody's character more close to Jesus than John the Baptist。
就係因為冇任何一個人佢嘅性格係更加接近耶穌基督嘅性格。
By the time you read Matthew chapter 11, you realize that the whole chapter deals with humility。
當你睇馬太福音第十一章嘅時候，你會發現到整個嘅整一章都係講及去謙卑嗰方面。
All the way through, you see it。
整章你都睇到係講呢方面。
In verse 19, that verse quotes how Jesus is the friend of the lowly, the outcast, the publicans and sinners.
喺第十九節嗰度，佢講到耶穌基督係嗰啲税吏、嗰啲罪人嘅朋友。
In verse 23, the Lord Jesus warns Capernaum, "You who exalt yourself to heaven will be brought down into hell."
喺第23節，耶穌基督係警告加百門話：你想升到天上，但係你將會墜落陰間。
In verse 25, he speaks about his own disciples as babies.
喺第25節，耶穌基督講佢嘅門徒係將佢哋好似嬰孩咁講。
Babies have no status in Jewish law。
喺猶太人嘅律法入邊，嬰孩係一啲位置都冇。
And finally, in verse 29, the Lord Jesus says, "Learn of me, because I am meek and lowly of heart."
最後喺29節嗰度講，耶穌基督佢自己話：我心裏柔和謙卑，你們當負我的轭，學我的樣式。
Lowly and meek and lowly of heart. Isn't that now what we have seen is exactly what John the Baptist is?
耶稣基督话佢系柔和谦卑。我哋睇到施洗约翰佢自己系咪又系柔和谦卑
？Can you understand the spirit of the secret of spiritual greatness?
咁而家你能唔能够知得到嗰个系灵性方面嘅大细嘅原则
？Remember always the words in Luke chapter 9 verse 48.
我哋要成日记得喺路加福音第九章第45節嗰句。
Whoever will be greatest in the kingdom of God, let him be the least of all.
就系佢话，边一个想喺神嘅国入边最大嘅，就等佢做最细一个。
This self-humbling has to do with the very fact of salvation.
而呢一个咁谦卑嘅一个教训，就系同救恩系有好大嘅关联。
Two times in the New Testament, in James chapter 4 and verse 6, and 1 Peter 5:5, it says.God resists the proud.
喺雅各書四章六節同埋喺彼得前書五章五節嘅時候，係講到話神係會抵擋嗰啲高傲嘅人。
But He gives His saving grace to the humble, to the meek.
但係佢將自己拯救嘅力量係俾咗嗰啲係柔和謙卑嘅人。
If you want to become a Christian,
如果你想成為一個基督徒
，you got to know the first thing you got to do is learn to humble yourself down.
第一件事你要學習嘅就係你自己要謙卑落嚟。
That is why every time people come to the Lord, I kneel down with them before the Lord.
就係當每一次當人嚟到去主面前嘅時候，我會同埋佢一齊喺神面前跪低。
For many of them, it's the first time they ever knelt down before God in their life.
喺佢哋好多人當中，就係佢哋呢一次先至第一次喺神嘅面前跪低。
It is to express that total humility, self-humbling before God. Because God will never accept you in your pride. God only accepts the humble. He gives His saving grace to the humble. Now then, let us come to this final sentence. Surely by now you can see when the Lord Jesus says, "He who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist," how are we going to understand that? Which one of us would ever dare to imagine ourselves greater than John the Baptist? Which one of us even comes near to his spiritual stature? Not to say greater than him. Not, we can't even draw level with him, not even equal to him, never mind greater than him. I would never dare for one moment to imagine I come even within 100 miles of John the Baptist. He's so far ahead of me. I can only see him with binoculars in the distance. I have got such a way, and greater than him, there's nowhere to be imagined. Which one in the church would dare to imagine themselves greater than John the Baptist? Each one full of pride. Each one imagining himself to be something. I came into this church and you nobody took notice of me. You should have rolled out the red carpet when I came into the church. And that's the way I felt many times when I went to church. I said, well, these guys are really too much. I'm not making excuses for the lack of love in the church. As our brother Robert said, it's very true. Many churches have no love. But how many people in the church, you will notice, have a sense that really I am something here and people should take more notice of me? I tend to feel like this many times. I imagine myself to be something. That's why I have to look at John the Baptist through binoculars. Which of us would ever dare to imagine ourselves to be even equal to John the Baptist? So how are we ever going to understand what the Lord means here? That the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Very easy to understand. If you have understood that the greatest is the least, and the least is the greatest, there's no problem. You know who is the least in the kingdom of God? When I mention it first, you may have a surprise. It is Jesus himself. Jesus humbled himself to be the least in the kingdom. That is why he is the greatest. That is the thing you need to understand. It is the least who is the greatest. Perhaps when you go home, you can read Philippians chapter 2 again. Though he was equal with God, the Lord Jesus was equal with God, he humbled himself and became as a man. And then from being a man, he humbled himself to the position of a slave, a servant. He washed his disciples' feet. In Mark chapter 10, verse 45, he said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve everybody else." He took a towel. Remember the supper. The last lesson he wanted to teach his disciples was to teach this very lesson. He took their feet and washed their feet.
You
That was the work which was performed by servants in that society, by slaves.
而當時的情形，一個幫人哋洗腳嘅人就係一個奴仆。
He put himself there, the slave, to his own disciples.
就是耶穌基督他自己擺到在他門徒之下的一個奴僕的地位。
He was going to do more than that.
而他還不止這樣做，要做更多一點。
He was going to serve them with his life. He was going to give his life to save them.
他直情要不只用幫人洗腳，直情將自己的生命來服侍他們。
So from man to slave, from slave to the death of the cross. We see that in Philippians chapter 2.
在腓立比書第二章我們提到是一個人變為一個奴僕，由奴僕再變為一個死在十字架上面。
That is to say, from slave to the position of criminal, he's reaching in worse than a slave. He died as a criminal on the cross for us.
比到一個奴僕還要差，就是成為一個罪犯。
There was nobody lower in any society than that of a criminal.
就是在社會裡沒有一個人比一個罪犯的地位更低。
As Isaiah prophesied, he was numbered with the transgressors, with the criminals.
就好像以賽亞他已經預言過，他將會與罪犯同列。He
was the least. He humbled himself to the lowest position. None of us have ever gone so low as Jesus has gone.
而他自己是這麼謙卑，自卑下來，而我們中間沒有一個人是能夠像耶穌基督那麼謙卑。
And precisely, that's again Philippians chapter 2, precisely because he humbled himself to the lowest possible position, God raised him up to the highest position, gave him the name above every name.
亦都在腓立比書第二章同我們講到，因為耶穌基督他是自卑下來，這麼謙卑，神就將他升高成為最高的一個。Notice
again, the least. In the Greek here, it is in the singular. There are not many who are least. There is only one person who can be least. In the superlative, there can only be one.
咁喺度我哋睇見原文話最謙卑嗰個，最嗰個就只有一個嘅啫。
The error of our reading it was imagined that any the least refers to anyone. The least is always only one. Just as the greatest can only be one, the least can only be one.
很多時候我們都是不細心地看過，以為最少或者好像就以為很多人都可以做得到，但只不過最少那個最少的代表就只有一個人做得到。Is
John the Baptist in the kingdom of God? Certainly he is in the kingdom of God.
施洗約翰他是不是在天國裡面呢?
Certainly he is.
而當然事實上他是在天國裡面。
And that is why it would be meaningless to say the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist if the least means anybody who is in the kingdom of God.
如果說所有在天國裡面的人都會比施洗約翰更大的時候，那究竟這個什麼意思呢？簡直沒有意思。But
the least in the kingdom of God, when you understand, refers to Jesus and to him alone, then immediately the meaning is perfectly clear.
但如果你知道天國裡面最少這個是指著耶穌基督來講的時候，那個意義就明顯。John
the Baptist is the greatest forever born of women, with one exception. Only Jesus is greater than he.
你會知道凡是婦人所生的都不能夠有施洗約翰那麼大，但是除了耶穌基督。
Because Jesus is, as we go on, we see in Matthew chapter 12, he is great. In Matthew 12, 6, we see that Jesus is greater than the temple. In 12:41, we see that he is greater than Jonah.
12:42,
in 12:42, he is greater than Solomon.
在42節那裡看見耶穌基督比所羅門更大。
And John, he is greater also than John the Baptist.
當然耶穌基督會比施洗約翰更大。
But John the Baptist is greater than Solomon and greater than Jonah. No one was greater than he.
但是施洗約翰他亦都比約拿、比所羅門更大。
Let us then close as we consider this message.
所以當我們現在再深入思想這段時間。
I hope you understand the richness and beauty of the Lord's teaching. That if you want ever to be near to God in spiritual greatness, great in God's eyes, no matter whether you are great in man's eyes or not, then the secret is to go low. The further down you go, in God's eyes, the greater you become.
你越成為最低的，在神的眼中，你越成為最高。Always
remember James chapter 4 verse 10.
成日你都要記住雅各書4章10節。Humble
yourselves before God, and He will exalt you.
就是你應該在神面前謙卑，而祂就會將你升高。And
the Lord Jesus says, except you become as a humble yourself and become as a little child, unless you humble yourself, that's something you have to do. You will never even enter the kingdom of God.
耶穌基督跟我們說，除非你是自卑成為一個小孩子，如果不是，你不能夠入天國。
You can see that that this is the minimum, that you humble yourself down to the level of a child at least.
我们看到这个就是最低的要求，就是你要成为一个小孩子这么谦卑。
That is not the lowest you can go, as we saw you can go lower than a child.
当然这个不是最低的一个点，当然我们可以继续再低下去，像比小孩子还要低。
You can go down to the level of a slave.
你会最低到去好像一个奴仆那样。
You can go down to the level of a criminal.
你可以再低到去做一个罪犯那么低。
If any of us are executed for being Christians, we are executed as criminals. It's a criminal to be a Christian in the eyes of those who execute us.
在那些是迫害我们的人眼中，是当我们是以一个基督徒的身份被迫害的时候，差不多等于以一个罪犯的身份被迫害。
Blessed are those brothers and sisters of ours in China who sit in jails because they are treated as criminals.
在那些在中国大陆的弟兄姊妹里面，当他们是好像罪犯那样看待的时候，他们是有福的。
They are treated as criminals, they have never done anything against the state.
虽然他们是对于国家从来没做过任何伤害的事，但他们被人认为是一罪犯。
But you don't have to be sorry for them.
但你不用为他们难过。
They have reached the lowest stage.
而他们已经成为了最低的一点。
God will exalt them up.
神会将他们升高。
That is the beauty of being humbled.
而这个就是谦卑下来的一个美丽处。
They humbled themselves. They chose to be Christians.
他们是谦卑下来，他们自己选做一个基督徒。
And God lifts them up.
而神就将他们升高。
On that day you will see them high up.In the high places beside God.
而喺将审判日子嘅嚟嘅时候，你会睇见佢哋就喺咁高，喺同埋神喺嗰个一齐。
They have the better part.
佢哋系一个好嘅位置。
Let us by God's grace and understand the secret of the Christian life. To go low is to go high.
由神嘅恩典嚟到充满我哋，等我哋能够真系明白系呢个嘅原则，系想去升高，首先就要降低落嚟。
Let us be quiet before God in prayer.
我哋一齐喺神面前嚟祷告。